Hey guys, it's Jeremy Walker here, the owner of Inspire Hypnotherapy at Chermside, Queensland. Today I'm going to talk to you about anxiety and how you can use the Demartini method to turn that pattern around. What would life be like if you could resolve the inner conflict with your own mind? What would life be like if you could have your mind working for you and not against you? And if you could release the battle with your own mind that is stopping you from doing the things that you want to do. Now we go in depth with the Demartini method to turn that pattern right around. As a small snippet of the work today, I have my five power questions that you can use in any stressful situation, or if you have social anxiety. The first power question is, what is great about this? What is great about that current problem, that current disappointment, or that current anxiety that you're experiencing? Return your mind to what is actually good that is going on right now. Return your mind to what there is to be grateful for. The second power question is, am I focused on problems or am I focused on solutions? Now I know I get stressed if my mind is focused on problems, but when I focus on solutions, and focus on what I can do, anxiety and stress immediately leave my body. Those first two power questions alone are enough to turn anxiety around. What is there to be grateful for, or what is there that is great right now? And am I focused on solutions? The third power question is, what new opportunities do I have that I didn't notice before? Say if you've just lost your job, if you've lost a relationship, or if something else has gone wrong, have a look for what opportunities there are that you didn't notice before. What are you now free to do that you weren't aware of previously? Power question number four is, what can I learn from this? What kind of meaning or what kind of lesson can you get from the experience that you just had that can A, improve your life, or B, give you a lesson so you don't repeat that problem? By finding a meaning or finding some kind of lesson in what happened, that can also help to reduce anxiety because you have found a purpose for the anxiety. And power question number five is my favorite. What would love do now? In that current difficult situation, in that anxious moment, what would love, whether that be God or the universe or life itself for you, what would love do right now? And really drop into your heart space for that one and connect with that energy. Connect with your heart right now. What would love do in this situation? So I hope you really enjoyed those five power questions and you can apply them to your own life. I actually applied those questions myself. It was around 18 months ago. I experienced some social anxiety when a friend of mine at the Gold Coast was going in and doing some shopping and I was kind of left by myself. And all I used was the very first power question. What is great about this problem? And then I looked around and I noticed I'm at the Gold Coast and the beach is right there and I love the beach. And I'm wearing my shoes. So I took off my shoes, put them over near the car, got my bare feet into the sand, went into the water and felt absolutely amazing. I noticed all the people around me were suddenly smiling. And this all happened because I asked one question. What is great about this problem? So I hope you've seriously found some value in those power questions, and I encourage you to explore the Demartini method for yourself to see if it or myself can help you to reduce your anxiety. Bye for now.